We continue with the conversation about the attack on Temple Israel and the incredible job done by first their private security firm, but then, of course, all the local, county, state, and federal officers who went running toward the problem, having no idea what they were going to get into, even running into the building in that smoke, and several of them sent to the hospital with smoke inhalation. All heroes, incredibly so. A lot of us don't think about the security of a church or a temple. Now we will, and we always will. There is a security company, and it's called McGain, Detroit Jewish Community Security Group, and Aaron Tobin is of that group. And on the other end of our line right now, not the security detail that was at Temple Israel, but you're very familiar with them, and I think you've been in touch with them as well, Aaron?
Yes, I've had, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I was on the phone with law enforcement at the scene and with the Jewish Federation and other groups that coordinated lockdowns for various schools. I am a security, in charge of security at several schools here in Southfield and Oak Park. And the response was incredible. These security guards, we're not just your average security guards. The Temple Israel has ex-police officers there. So these were all ex-police officers, highly trained, and as you can see by from the results, very brave. And instead of running away from the problem, they ran towards the problem, which is not something you can teach a security guard. You either have it or you don't. And these guys did a tremendous job and definitely saved lives by their actions.
As Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard told us at the start of our show today, he knows these people, especially the guy who was in charge, who got hit by the truck as it came through and had to go to the hospital. He talked about them being former police officers and being the best of the best. You know, it's for most of us, I have to tell you, we don't think in these terms, but beyond the synagogue's full-time director of security, the guy who was hurt, Temple Israel has a full team of armed security guards on the premises at all times, as well as a remote security system that can secure different areas of the building during threats. You know, most of us don't think about that and haven't had to. Now we will. And Aaron, I'm sure your business has changed over the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Yes, but we are a community group of volunteers. So we have both armed and unarmed guards. We don't charge for our services. When a synagogue or even a church calls us up and says, listen, we're having an event, or do you have any guards that you can bring out? We don't charge for those services, and there is no synagogue in the community that we would refuse service to. You know, I happen to be an Orthodox Jew, Orthodox, Reform, whatever they are, conservative. If they're Jewish, we answer their calls and try to help the best way possible. I wish more synagogues and churches took the level of security seriously like Temple Israel did. And that's a constant battle I have with schools and synagogues. It's only after an event like this where my phone's been ringing off the hook since this happened. What can we do for security? You know, I've been telling them for the last few years that you need this, 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 and this. And there's security grants out there, which unfortunately there's synagogues and schools that don't even take advantage of those. So there's help out there, but you got to make the first step and make the phone calls and try and get these security grants. And they're not that difficult to do.
Isn't it sad that we are at a certain point in this great country of ours where every church, but especially at this point, every synagogue, every school, everybody has to plan on something like this? It's just unbelievable and unfortunate, and we didn't think this way back when I was in school. When my parents sent me to school, it was a safe haven, not a place where something like this could happen. But it's in the news so much now, we have to depend on schools and churches and synagogues hardening their security in ways that we never even dreamed of. But you're right. Aaron Tobin with us of McGain, Detroit Jewish Community Security Group. This, as I'm just learning, all volunteers to help synagogues, but churches too, have security. It's just incredible that we're at that point, and I sure wish I could say I see the end near, but I don't see the end near. How about you?
We have to stay vigilant. If it, you know, we pray that the end is near, but in the meantime, like God told King David, yeah, we have to pray, but get your swords, be prepared, get your shield, which is what Margain means, and go out to battle. We have to be ready.
God bless you. We're the clock is ticking. We're out of time, but get your swords ready. That's good advice for all of us. Aaron Tobin, thank you on WJR.